Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. How are we today?
Hello.
Hey.
Doing well? Good.
Yeah, good.
Excellent.
Big day today.
Yeah, I've been so filled with energy during work the last couple of days. Mm. I don't know where it's come from, but I'm into it.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm into it. I'm crashing now though.
Yeah,
1 o'clock. A lot of energy and a lot of annoying people today around the office.
We no need to say who they are.
Oh, it's Jade. I've been drawing on her all morning.
Yeah. What do you mean? So
you've been drawing on Jade's face.
Yeah. Oh, weird... you've been annoying me. You've been annoying people all morning. Yeah. Now I get you.
Did I not say that?
When I heard it,
I thought you meant there's a lot of annoying people around
yeah,
the office.
Yeah, that's how I heard it. And then you said my name and I was just like, oh.
I'm not the annoying one, am I?
I'm just like, I'm not even engaging. Can't be fucked.
Very good.
Now, we had a bit of a mystery. We had a mystery as well.
Oh, yeah, the wraps. I can't believe that.
The missing sandwich wraps.
Yeah, tell everyone about that scandal.
I was filthy because we had a going away work lunch yesterday and there were a whole heap of wraps provided by the company and there were like at least 40 left over. So we all thought lunch tomorrow. So I get into work this morning looking forward to a slightly soggy ham and salad wrap. Go in there to the back fridge. The wraps have completely disappeared. So I then wasted 25 minutes going through the security cameras.
The CCTV footage.
Didn't find anything. They were not in the fridge. So I've sort of done the little search around, right? Anyway, one of the other women that work here, one of the admin girls walks in who works at that end of the building. And I said, do you know what's happened to the wraps? She goes, what are you talking about? I go, the wraps that were in the fridge last night. Well, they're out there. I'm eating them. I go, well, they weren't this morning. She's like, well, yes, they were. I'm like, no, they weren't. I'm pretty sure I could tell. So I walk back out to the front kitchen.
Yeah.
There are the wraps. So somebody out there's fucking hidden them overnight and brought them back in. She goes, don't take them all.
How cold were they, out of curiosity?
That's a good
Quite
question.
Quite cold.
Yeah, I reckon they'll put in the freezer.
No,
and
they
then
were not put in the freezer.
Them.
No. They were not.
Did
were
you
not
check all
soggy.
The freezers as well?
Yes. Of course.
They were
I
taken
did.
Off site, you reckon?
Somebody has taken like a 50 centimeter box home full of wraps and then brought them back to work today so nobody could eat them.
See, I think good on them.
No, but like, who's going to eat 50? Quinoa wraps.
Families. There's a lot of people here that have kids.
It's true. The mystery continues.
I just think it's great.
Why do they deserve it over me? I'm
oh,
a single
you're
bachelor.
Just filthy because you had the hangries.
I'm a single bachelor.
Oh, please.
Just as important, Jade.
Yeah,
woe is you.
Yeah. You'll be you. Right. You can fend for yourself. Some. The little kitties can't. You're depriving kids of food.
Enjoy the podcast.
Bye, everyone.
This is awesome. Now, I should like to have you meet who pilots this here and our band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Cremo.
What else?
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Cremo. Makes the
world go. My little white ass out there.
Hey, Gary, Jade's intrigued. Are you into married women? Yeah, we'll leave it there.
It's weird that Jade was licking her lips there.
Yeah.
Yeah, why, Jade?
Good on him. I like a little bit of action in a car.
This is The Novos.
New FM. What makes the
world go. Why are you licking your lips right now?
In a theatre of the mind, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right.
I like that opener. It was funny. He's probably been my favourite caller all year.
Yeah, favourite of the
really?
Year so far.
Yeah.
Getting the gold. Maybe you can give him a gold star at the end of the year if we don't get a better caller.
Maybe.
Something like that. Some sort of award would be cool, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, best caller of the year. He was great. I just loved how
we
told
tried
that story.
A couple of years ago. It failed.
Oh, well, yeah. we didn't run it properly.
Yeah.
How are you guys? What's happening?
I'm feeling really good.
Yeah. It's been a good busy week.
Busy week. Pickleball last night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Really, how'd you go? Any drama there?
No dramas. What? There was supposed to be some competition you were in, and then what happened with that?
Next week, our social comp at Pickleball starts.
So what's involved in a social comp? You actually talk to each other, or... During the pickleball game?
It's just a one-on-one social? One-on-one competition.
Yeah. That was a funny one. That was a good joke. But, yeah, no, it's just like a friendly social comp at pickleball.
Cool. Like no medals or certificates.
No,
involved.
It's just fun, just good practice.
Just for the fun of it.
Do all of you people need some sort of award for playing? Like, I love that you've made a thing of just not winning, like an award at the end of something.
It's just part of it.
There's been a lot happening, actually.
It's been big. What about you? What did you get up to overnight?
I went for a beautiful beer at the Surf House after work yesterday, which was lovely. I love it there at the Surf House. You just can't beat the view.
Yeah,
it was overlooking Merriweather Beach. It was
amazing,
just beautiful. The sun setting. It was great. I'm actually going to Mardi Gras this weekend, I've decided.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I'm excited for that.
That's great.
And down to Sydney, so it'll be fun.
Is the big event
Christmas
Saturday
is here.
Night, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's a festival that runs over a couple of weeks, but, like, it culminates on the Saturday. So, very exciting.
That's
I wasn't going to go this year, but I thought, do you know what? I'm going to go hang out with some new people, make some new friends. And I thought, why not?
Just, you deserve it, Maddie.
Push myself out of my comfort zone. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, because it's at the ANZ Stadium, isn't it?
No. So I'm going to a different party. There's like all different parties.
Oh,
but
I am
going to watch the parade. So it's happening at the SCG.
Right.
That's right.
This year rather than up Oxford Street.
Yeah, okay.
So it'll be different, but fun.
That's
mixing
you guys
up.
Want to come?
I can't. I'm busy. I'm working.
Yeah, I've got a full weekend. I've been once or twice. It's so good. The energy and vibe of that thing is amazing.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah. I'm working and I've got my course on Sunday, so.
Busy girl. Lads versus lasses up next.
That
Grevo.
It is. So this is our ultimate battle of the sexes. Now, the lasses have been going really good this week. You're actually closing the gap. So you guys are on 15, right?
15,
The lads are on 17. So we're still ahead at this point. But 13:10:09, we need one guy and one girl. You will be competing for not only the glory of the Gold Stars, but a family pass to the show.
Yeah, happening this weekend. Tickets still available, newcastleshow.com.au.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads
versus lasses.
This is our ultimate battle of the sexes game. Some simple questions are thrown at you, aimed at the opposite sex. If you answer more than the other person, instant win. If it's a tie, up to a coin toss. Today, not only on the line is the glory of the Gold Star, which contributes to our yearly tally, but also you could win a family pass to the show.
Yeah, 1,000 tickets to the show. Not many more chances to win these, actually. So
yeah, it's coming
great
to a close.
Second last day.
Yeah. Correct. Let's go to our last today. Her name is Debbie. She just started a brand new job, married for 18 years with two teenage kids. Thinks she is fun, energetic and happy. Her superhero name would be the Coffee Queen, energizing people. Hello, the Coffee Queen. How are you, Debbie?
Good morning.
Hello,
good morning.
Debbie. How was your night last night? Get up too much?
No, last night was a quiet night because, as you can tell, I still don't have my voice back from... a quick trip to Queensland and roller coasters.
Oh, wow. You know what? Your voice doesn't sound too bad, Debbie. But do you know what? Let's get you some tickets to the show. That's what you really want, right? Question number one for you this morning. Kubota is a brand known for making what? Kubota.
Making forklifts and heavy lifting machinery.
We'll accept that today, yes.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Thank you.
Wow, I did not know that. Question number two for you, Debbie. What is the mascot of the brand Mack Truck? Big Mack Truck. What's the mascot?
It's a bulldog.
Yay!
Yes, correct. Oh, wow, good job so far. Question number three. The Grand Tour streams on which platform?
The Grand Tour.
No good.
Two out of three.
That's awesome.
Good job, though.
Yeah.
Two out of three. Great. Just hold the line for us.
All right. We're going to our lab this morning. Les, he's 42. He's a truckie. He's been married for 10 years, but didn't sound sure when he gave producer Jackson the time to think about it. He has one kid and loves his boat and fishing. Hey, man.
Hi. How you going?
Good. When was the last time you went fishing and what'd you catch?
Last Sunday and not much.
Hey, Les, question. We just spoke about Mack trucks. Do you drive a Mack truck?
Oh, I actually do, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Would have been an easy one for you.
All right, man, your first question. What is bronzer used for when doing makeup?
Who was it, sorry?
What is bronzer used for when doing makeup?
Ooh, say...
No.
Unlucky. It's for contouring and giving the face a tanned look. Question number two. Which rapper is the father of Britney Spears' kids?
Kevin?
Correct.
Yeah, we'll take that. We'll take that.
Because rapper's a bit of a stretch.
Kevin Federline. Well, I did put it in inverted commas. I mean, it is what it is.
Question three.
Which leech is the father of Britney's kids?
You need to get this one right for us to go to a coin toss. In the movie Pretty Woman, Julia Roberts' character Vivian Ward does what job?
A multiple choice.
It's A, lawyer, B, prostitute, or C, a dog breeder.
That would be B, prostitute.
Correct. Oh, that is correct, which means we're going to a coin toss. Heads or tails, Les? Your choice today.
Let's go ahead.
Flip that coin, Mark.
Oh, it's heads.
Oh,
it is.
You win. You're a winner.
Sorry, Debbie. Family pass to the show, Les. All yours, mate.
Well done.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy. Thank you so much.
Another star on for the lads. To be expected,
didn't
really.
Didn't deserve that one. She really killed it with those answers.
Do you know what has been my least favourite part of the pandemic?
What?
Zoom calls. And, like, Zoom call stories, I have a love-hate relationship with them because I'm so sick of seeing the screw-up stories on Zoom. But they're just so funny. So I'm in two minds. I've got a really funny one next for you. A guy appeared in court in a very unusual place. Okay. I've got it's so unbelievable. You need to wait for it. It's up next.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
One of my favourite Zoom screw-up stories of the year. I think this is actually going to take the cake for the best one out of this pandemic, right?
Okay.
Because there's always lots of, like, awkward things happening. We've seen the man having relations with somebody in the background whilst in a board meeting. But this is next level. A man has appeared in a court session over in California to fight a traffic charge, right? Because, obviously, with COVID restrictions, he can't attend the court himself. Now,
that's right.
They tuned in to the call, right? And the guy who was charged with the traffic offence is a doctor, a plastic surgeon. And he thought, you know what? I am super time efficient and I won't be, stopping my work for the court.
So was he doing, like, you know, he had a couple of patients just sitting there, like, ready for their,
get this, in his full scrubs, mid-operation.
No.
Boob job.
That is crazy.
I've got the audio. Here we go.
I'm seeing a defendant that's in the middle of an operating room appearing to be actively engaged in providing services to a patient. Is that correct, Mr. Green?
Yes, sir.
Or what should I say, Dr. Green, but I don't know that.
Okay. That's so, okay.
I do not feel comfortable for the welfare of a patient if you're in the process of operating that I would put on a trial, notwithstanding the fact that the officer's here today.
I have another surgeon right here who's doing the surgery with me, so I can stand here and allow them to do the surgery also.
Not at all. I don't think so. I don't think that's appropriate.
Like, come on.
at least, like, step out of the operating theatre.
Scalpel in one hand, implant in the other hand. There's a doctor that you don't want, right?
Well, first of all, he's fighting some traffic charge. We don't know what that is.
Yeah.
And second of all, he's stopped your operation to take a Zoom call.
I love the court. The judge is like, are you even a doctor? It's yeah. Like, hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
I'm just blown away by that. Although, you know what? If there's another doctor in the room and he's just sort of hovering, still, it's pretty bad, isn't it?
Yeah, you can't justify it, Jade.
The problem is, right, that normally that's probably actually okay, but if something goes wrong, the reason you have two surgeons is to have, like, two minds, two sets of eyes on the whole situation. So if something goes wrong for any reason, you've got, like, more resources to fix the problem.
You know what? I will give him points for trying to make them court feel guilty. Because really, it's a nice ploy. I'm a doctor. I'm here saving lives. Don't give me like this traffic doctor. Charge.
He's not, though. He's doing a boob job.
Doesn't matter. He's still saving her life in some way.
Do you know what?
Kind of misery, who knows?
So the California Medical Board are now investigating him. He's got another court hearing coming up involved with ethics. So imagine if he appeared via Zoom again. Like, wouldn't that just be great?
He just sounds like the type of dodgy plastic surgeon you
Scott
hear about.
Scott Green.
You know, you hear about who comes up as an issue on a botched show. You know
Dr.
Show
Scott
botched?
Green, yeah. They're always dodgy. Jeez, I love that.
New FM. The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On New FM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. That makes the world
go. Oh, guys, some terrible news from Warwick up north. It's a city just out of Brisbane. And the court up there has heard this story where a woman who was working at a local IGA up there has been fired for giving away less than $10 worth of food that she was meant to throw into a bin. So obviously it was almost out of date, or it was. Like, on the day.
Yeah.
But she didn't want to throw it in the bin. She wanted to give it away to someone who needed it. So her work then turned around and fired her.
Totally unreasonable.
Yeah.
Well, you say that, but, like, in a food environment, especially a big company, they have to be really careful that they don't have their food, especially that's gone into the hands of someone, they get sick. Imagine that person, like, it's... Imagine it's like chicken or something. You get salmonella.
Does it say what the product was?
It didn't. It's all. Every single article has got one of those paywalls up.
Oh, right.
Which is annoying. Yeah.
So I just can't have to imagine what it is.
So they haven't gone. Like, the only information I have is that the Warwick court, her police were called after the woman gifted less than $10 of food was due to be thrown out instead of dumping it.
Well,
so,
you know, let's base our whole opinions on a headline here today. I think it's totally wrong. I think I get what you're saying, Crevo, but if it was a product that was rotten, she wouldn't have given it away. So obviously it was one of those products where the line is blurred. But the best before date.
Yeah, but...
Totally fine.
I hear what you're saying, but I just think they have to protect themselves. As a food business, you can't be doing... If food is got, like, potentially gone off, it has to be thrown away.
So
you've got to follow the rules.
What you're saying is that worker should have said to the person that she gave the food to, I'm going to put this food in the dumpster out the back. Now, I'm going to leave it there, and what you do next is up to you.
Hey, potentially, but you just, if there's a rule in place where you can't give away expired food, you got to follow the rules at your workplace.
Well, simple. This is the big debate on 13 10 09. Is it right or wrong giving away expired food to someone?
Or should she have been fired as well?
The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
In 13 10 09 this morning, we're talking about this woman who was fired for giving away $10 worth of expired food to a customer.
We drop.
Yeah, so this poor woman, she's been fired. Like Maddie just said, she was trying to do the right thing for someone who was hungry. Just thought, hey, I've got to throw this in the bin, but if you want it, you can have it. Her bosses found out. IGA fired her up at Warwick in Brisbane. So lucky that didn't happen here. That's just terrible. And obviously, Crevo, you think she obviously did the wrong thing.
Yeah, look, I don't like when anyone gets fired. That sucks. But with a food business, and especially a big business, you have to be so careful because anyone will sue you at any excuse.
Well, it's like, funny you say that too, because IGAs are normally privately owned as well.
Well, they're still, they're, like, each one is individually owned, yeah, but they're still part of a big brand, yeah, you know? Like, and I just... I get it.
But so then I can she's obviously with Maddie's.
But she's obviously in unfair dismissal court, right? So I think a more appropriate action would have been giving her a written warning, don't you think?
Potentially.
Instead of taking her job in the middle of a pandemic, this reeks of, we want to get rid of you, so we'll just sack you for the first wrong thing that you do.
But if the rules in her job say you can't give away food, you just can't give away food. It's just like every industry has their own rules.
Mm. All right, let's go to the phones.
Let's start with Brock. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, mate, I'm good. How's yourself?
You're really good. What are your thoughts? Should this lady be fired or...
I don't think she should have been fired, you know, like there's better ways around it. Like, I think there's places like that where they send food, from like shops where they're about to go out, and you can go to them shops and you can buy that for cheap prices.
Mm.
Maybe you could have, you know, gave him an idea to do that, but
yeah,
you know, I know she did do wrong by giving it to someone, because for all we know, it could have stayed in the back room out of a freezer, could have been off, and it could have made that person sick.
Yeah, no, I do.
It's a tricky thing. Yeah.
I do get that. Taking somebody's job, though, like, there are other processes in place, I think, for these. Thanks, Brock. Appreciate that, man.
Yeah, you get some tickets to the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go to Mel. Hey, Mel, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
Hey, good, thank you. Hey, Mel, what do you think about this? It's totally wrong, right, that this poor woman lost her job.
I think she should be reprimanded. I did work in the food industry for a large corporation back in the heyday, and it is really dangerous what she's done. But at the end of the day, does she have a food handling license? If not, she's not technically at fault. But she should be in trouble, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, that's trouble.
That's what I thought. Written warning. Do you think that's an appropriate action, Mel?
I think she should have, like, a written warning, like, first and final warning, you screw up again, see you later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not fired straight on the spot.
Maybe she's just a piece of work to work with, so they just wanted to get rid of her.
At the end of the day, it's dangerous, because I understand what Maddie's saying, or Crevo, sorry. It expires food, so it therefore it's not best before food. Best before food is a degradation of quality of product, not potentially dangerous to the consumer.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Okay, that's
well,
a good point.
Thanks so much for your call, Mel. Congratulations. You've also got a family pass to the show this weekend. And we're going to Dennis now. Hello.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Yeah, really good, man. So what are your thoughts on this? Do you think it's right or wrong how the situation was handled?
I think the food companies need to be very careful. But I would say if the food has a use by date or a best before date, is quite important as well.
So, yeah, no, yeah, I get if that. They're talking about, yeah, it's this expired versus best before, isn't it?
Mm.
Sometimes the best before is a bit vague.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, good stuff. Hey, Dennis, tickets to the show, brother, all yours. Thank you very much for your
just
calls.
To wrap this up, I just think France has this really cool law, right, where they've become the first country in the world to ban supermarkets from throwing away or destroying unsold food, and instead they have to donate it to charities and food banks. I'm surprised we don't have something like that here, because it seems a very outdated thing that we're not doing.
We've got OzHarvest, which do really good work, but once again, they're their own charity that just has to operate on their own money and stuff. So, you know, props to them, but a law perhaps would be good for us.
Let's make it happen, councillors.
Beat the Meat is up next. If you would like to win a big old pile of non-expired sausages, they're fresh, straight from Singo's Butcheries. They have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. 13:10:09, we need one player for Beat the Meat next.
Okay.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausage.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot guy?
Say it like a sausage!
sausage, not like a human.
Yeah, it's our own Beat the Bomb style game. Now, over the years in radio, it's been done with things like petrol. It's been done with gift cards,
money,
cash.
Loads of cash.
But we are the one and only place to do it with sausages.
Yeah, we are.
It's never been done to us. Yeah, we do. Exactly right.
So thanks to Singo's, they have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers.
All right, we're going to Trent, guys. He's a parts courier driver from Aberglasson.
Hey, Trent.
How are you?
Hey, yeah, not bad. No. So, how much do you love a sausage and you're having a barbie on the weekend?
I will do now, hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
All right, well, let's beat the meat, Trent. Let's do this. You know how this works, right? Remember to yell stop. Don't get too greedy before the sausages explode. Here we go. One sausage. Three sausages. Five sausages. Nine sausages. 13 sausages, 19 sausages, 23 sausages. Oh!
Yeah, well done.
Oh, my heart was racing for you.
Trent, today we had 24 sausages.
Oh, I just got in time.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else? What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Do you know what the trick is? You've got to get down on your knees and...
Act like a dog.
No, act like a dog. The thing is, they get scared because you're towering over them and because you're a stranger. So right. I always find when I'm trying to lure in a lost pet...
Lure in a dog?
This
is
The Novos.
New FM.
Big night on Maths last night. Now, Bryce on the show, he's the radio guy, so he's a radio host, right? He's really setting himself up to be the villain of the show this year. Now, the show's participants were tasked with ranking the show's brides and grooms from who they found most attractive to obviously not. And Bryce did a terrible thing to his wife, Melissa. He ranked her fourth.
Mm. Right in front of her.
This is what
terrible.
Happened.
It's a kick in the guts. Fourth? You don't even get a medal for that. Yeah. Big kick in the guts.
I don't mean to offend you. But, I'm kind of looking at it as if I was out in a bar.
Because, you know, that's what she wants to hear. I was kind of looking at it as if I was out at a bar because that makes so much difference.
Big old wandering eye.
Not cool.
Anyway.
Like, right in front of her.
Oh, well, we're chatting to Bryce next, actually, so we'll suss him out.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Bryce, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Howdy.
Yeah, going well, mate. Now, we just heard the audio of last night's episode. Man, you are causing some waves this season. What's the go? Poor Melissa, man. Fourth.
Yeah, apparently so. Apparently being honest is the world's worst trait to have. So, in a relationship.
Do you think, though, Bryce, because obviously you're not really that attracted to her, your relationship's probably not going to last. So wouldn't you just save her feelings, put her first, and then just, you know, go separate ways down the track?
I don't think I ever said I wasn't attracted to her, though. I said that she wasn't my normal type, but I've also said, too, that looking for an emotional connection takes time. So I guess it's only early days on the experiment, and we'll see how it goes.
Question, Bryce, what's her type? Because we're hearing a lot about, you know, she's not your type, but what's her type?
I think that she just is into, like, a genuine, loyal, trusting sort of person. She's obviously had a different past in relationships to myself, as we saw last night, and, yeah, she's obviously looking for her own unique sort of person, and so am I.
Going into the show, Bryce, like, you're clearly ruffling feathers this year, which is great. Now, NASA, of course, who we all know, has had a few issues with you. I've noticed he's been slamming you on socials. What's your reaction to NASA's criticism of you on the show this year?
Oh, look, I haven't heard a single thing. I don't follow him. He apparently claims that he coached me or something through the process.
Yeah.
All I ever heard from him was him begging for my radio job in Canberra. So the fact that they didn't want him.
Was he really? That's interesting.
Was that so? He was begging for your old job. There was no coaching involved. What else? Like, what else are your thoughts on him?
I don't really have any. To be fair, I don't really know much about him. So,
well, NASA, you're here right now. You just heard that. What's going on?
Mate, let me tell you, he interviewed me on his podcast. He rang me for weeks and weeks and weeks telling me, what's the process? I've done the video. I've done my backstory. What do you reckon? I'm in. I'm out. I'm in. And I've told him exactly. But the last thing I want to say to him, mate, if you don't like this woman, just leave. And I know what the outcome is anyway. I just think he's stringing it on and stringing it on, looking like a fool on national TV. And he needs to adopt these words. It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. Right, you're not going to get anything out of this except maybe white teeth and maybe a good haircut. But I told him he had a great job that anyone would go for, and now that job's in tatters, which is, I don't have nothing against Bryce. I just don't like when...
So NASA, listen. Did you coach Bryce? Because you told us that you did.
I told him everything that he needs to know on the experiment. Every single thing, every week, I told him.
Well, there we go, Bryce. What do you say to that, man?
I've got Texas for it.
Oh, look, I think you're trying to stay relevant.
And I've got all those Instagram for it. Every single week.
Okay, guys, we're getting into a fight. NASA, hold on. Let's let Bryce speak. Have his piece here. So, what did you say, Bryce?
No, I think it's no secret that one of my good friends, that is a previous contestant, is Heidi Latcham. So,
yeah,
I know Heidi and NASA don't look
alike. I can't hear it.
I spoke to Heidi a bit, but that's what good friends do. And yeah, in terms of me not being into my wife, I guess I'm more into Melissa than he was into Gabby or. However myself, the other contestants like them at the reunion is what I remember the other week.
So. Well, that is true, NASA. You weren't really into your wife either, were you?
Well, but I said it. Yeah, but I said it earlier on. I wasn't into it. I went into the friend zone. He's going on and on and on and saying that she's not my type. She's this. He's coming across like a fool. Right? I said that to mine straight away. I said I wasn't in the friend zone straight away. And that's how the whole thing started.
Well, you've been very vocal about Bryce. I see your stories all the time. So, I mean, you know, is he just doing what you were doing on the show?
No, absolutely not. He slept with his wife. I didn't even sleep with mine. That's a big no-no. I mean, if you don't like someone, you don't sleep with them.
No,
I didn't sleep with her, and I didn't string her on. I kept saying to her that I'm not into you. I love you as a friend, but I don't love you anything else. Right. And I tried to leave twice. I tried to leave twice, and they wouldn't let me.
And why were you... So is it true you were also trying to steal Bryce's job?
No, I said to him, I said, you should have me on there while you're on this experiment if you want as a joke. And I would steal his job now if it's open. I would definitely take it.
Bryce, there you go, mate. NASA. Big support.
Hey, guys, it's funny. He likes to release a screenshot. I can release screenshots if he wants to. So we'll see how that plays out.
Well, why don't you then? Because otherwise, how are we going to know what's really going
Shots
on?
Shots fired.
Oh, wow.
I guess because I'm focused on my wife, Melissa, on the experiment. That's probably the main reason.
It's not your wife, mate. It's
not a dead trader that's in the background.
My wife.
Oh, well, there
all
we
right,
go.
Guys.
Thanks, guys.
Guys,
Bryce, good luck. NASA, of course. Always a fun time, right?
Yeah,
there you go. Mass continues on Channel 9. Wow. There you go, guys. Interesting stuff.
I can't wait to see how these two play out in the papers after this.
Do you know what?
These...
Maths, the reunion next year. Man, I want to see that.
Fireworks.
I
really do.
And I
want to
see those screenshots.
Back at Event Cinemas Katara, yeah.
Thanks, boys.
God.
Appreciate your time this morning. Love it all over. Up next, Jay.
Yes. And, guys, I want to get your thoughts on dating a pilot. If you're into that or not, we're going to do it after this.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
I don't care. New FM. Love it. Love it.
This is where we get each other's thoughts on the daily topic. There's only one rule, no fence sitting. Guys, I want to know your thoughts on dating a pilot. Do you love it or loathe it?
3, 2, 1, go!
Another one of Jade's very specific scenarios. I've never done it. I guess love it,
If you can love the idea of it.
If I was single, I'd like the idea, probably, because you get free airline travel if you're the one person they give it to, isn't it?
Well, not free, but, yeah, discounted.
So you worked in the airline industry, and, of course, pilots, you like a man in uniform, Jade.
I do.
So did you have some sort of, like, long-held fantasy about dating a pilot?
No, you know what? Never
the
went
uniform,
there.
The uniform, the wings.
No, because there's something about a pilot. They just give me, I guess, what's another word for a guy that gets around vibes? Because they've always
got... A man whore?
Yeah, man. A bit whorish. But I don't want to stereotype all pilots,
well,
but
you just did,
they always have men, like women, and the ladies too. Like, there'd always be a cabin crew member sniffing around the cockpit. Like, and you know, when they're away on a layover somewhere, you just don't really know
what
they're
up to. I like a talented person, and I find that very attractive. And I feel like flying an aeroplane is a very attractive.
Yeah, all that responsibility in their hands.
Hundreds of lives.
Yes. Yeah. It's just, you know, there's something about it. It's thrilling. Well, I guess it's fair to say we all love the idea, and I think that's why we'll all be watching The Bachelor, guys, because breaking free from the trend of casting, you know, the same old people who are in every single year's episodes of The Batch, they've gone for someone we don't know, a Sydney pilot named Jimmy Nicholson. He's 31, and he's a strapping pilot, a Fijian New Zealander. So
he's very
background.
He's a very different choice for The Bachelor.
He's actually got piercing blue eyes, nice golden skin.
Very manicured eyebrows.
Mm.
Yeah, he waxes for sure.
Now, interesting question, because last time when they had that supposed astrophysicist, remember we uncovered that to be pretty much a hoax?
Yeah.
I wonder if he'd just flown a plane once, or is he like... actually like a Qantas pilot or some, you know, proper airline pilot.
You know what?
They haven't released all those details
there's
yet.
There's been a lot of chat around The Bachelor and their sort of white girl, white guy casting.
Yeah.
And, like, they've gone down a different path this time, which is great. He is stunning.
You'd go there? Fan?
Absolutely. Look at this.
You
look
know
at
what?
Him
you've
in his picked, uniform. Wow.
You've picked a picture where he's cuddling a big puppy.
I know. I'm a sucker. What can I say? Lucky women.
Yeah.
Would you go there, Jade?
Well, I like the idea, you know, the pilot thing.
It puts you off.
It just puts me off. I don't want to, you know.
Oh, funny. Just on what you said about the astrophysicist thing with Matt Agnew. So it says, Jimmy decided to sign up to the dating series after he was stood down from his pilot job amid the pandemic. And over the years, he's struggled to find his perfect match because he's never in the same spot for too long. So he's not a pilot. He's not an employed pilot.
But he's not.
He's unemployed.
So, yeah, questionable. But
down Centrelink.
There was
moment.
I think it was in South Park when it used to be like, Jimmy. Like, I just couldn't date someone with the name Jimmy because it'd just be like, Jimmy.
Well,
the
Jimmy's
whole time.
Short for James.
I know. My father-in-law's called Jimmy. But, like, dating a Jimmy.
I don't think you can rule out Jimmy. All people called Jimmy. How ridiculous.
I can. There's something about Jimmy, like from the character Seinfeld as well. Oh my God, Jimmy can bounce a ball. Like he always talks about himself in third person.
Hey, interesting. Sarah in the newsroom. Hey, have you seen the picture of the new Bachelor?
No, I haven't, but I was literally just looking at a story about that online.
Right. What do you think of
him? Can you Google him? Do a live Google and tell us
live Google,
what
okay.
you think, if you think he's hot.
Next Bachelor.
Whilst we're doing that, Jackson, what are your thoughts on him?
I'm not sold. No, not really. Not my type. I mean, I was more into the Matt Agnews of the world.
Okay.
I was happy for someone to lie to me about being an astrophysicist and you're actually a banker because you're hot.
Sarah screwed her face up like
no,
a minty
okay.
packaging.
Not for you. Yeah, I don't know how this Bachelor's going to go.
Interestingly.
I just, you know what? Yeah. Sorry. I just want to run my fingers through his hair. I do have that urge.
Good, Sarah says. I love it.
His eyes are too far apart.
Oh, poor guy.
Oh, look, I think he's cute.
Nice thick hair.
It's the puppy picture that got you, because in the other picture yeah. you were like, he's all right. And then you saw the one of him cuddling a dog. Oh, what a good, well, what a great guy.
Make up your own mind. Google the next Bachelor for this year and see if Jimmy's your type. Yeah.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
That makes the world go. 13:10:09, and this will all make sense in a couple of minutes, but do you have a grandparent that likes to party? Now, I'm talking about maybe they just absolutely get down the local RSL and go for it, or they're holding house parties all the time. Maybe they've got a pool room where they really party it up.
It's really interesting with Mardi Gras coming up. Every single year that you go, there's always like a surprisingly massive amount of elderly people that are out partying.
They no, just
like in their
sweet.
70s, like full on going hell for leather.
And you go, how do you have so much energy?
And I don't.
So 13:10:09, we're looking for grandparents that like to party. Maybe Dob in yours, or perhaps it's even you.
Yeah, and best caller will score themselves a family pass to the show.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
We are looking for grandparents that like to party, because normally when you think of, you know, people over the age of 70, you think knitting, you think card making, you think sitting on the couch watching TV.
There are young grandparents too, though.
Well, that's true. That's true.
We're stereotyped. We're being ageist.
How ridiculous. If you're a grandparent that likes to party, or you've got one, we'd like to hear from you, especially if they like to party extra hard.
I've had some of the best conversations over the years, you know, in my 20s with older people that are out partying, like 60s, 70s. Absolutely. Yeah. Just always down for a chat, always got great stories, and, you know, they're always half cut.
You know what? You don't even have to be related to the person. If there's like a grandpa that always, or grandma that's always at the local.
Yeah.
We'll and you've adopted them stories. As your local grandpa or grandma. Like, that counts, because they're fascinating
people.
That's right
up people. Your alley, isn't it, adopting a grandparent? Jenny Craig, hello, how are you?
Good morning, Groovers.
G'day.
Hey, do you have a grandparent that likes to party?
My parents were those grandparents.
Really?
Oh, my God. So my background, my parents are Lebanese, half Brazilian, half French.
Yep.
So the Mardi Gras is in our blood. We used to own a business at King's Cross for years.
Oh, wow.
And my parents used to close this. It was a kebab shop, out of all things. Would close the kebab shop because my dad would never miss the Mardi Gras, ever. And my mum would get there and shake those, you know, maracas. So,
yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, and that's how I grew up, party central with my folks, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So in their 70s, or so, 60s, 70s, our house was a revolving door every weekend. So we would have people that just come in. My mum would have a feast ready. The music will be going. We have, you know, the drums with the sheepskin tops.
Yeah.
Dad would get that, and we do some belly dancing. We'll do some Zumba. Oh my God! This is where I get my energy from, guys.
Jenny Craig,
I love that.
What
story.
A great story! What's your best memory from one of their parties? Like, did something amazing stand happen out? One night? Yeah.
I learned how to shake my hips like Shakira when I was 30.
Oh, yeah, that's the Brazilian.
Oh, they sound like so much fun. Are you going to Mardi Gras this weekend, Jenny?
Well, no, I'm going to have it low-key, but I've got a friend that's having a Mardi Gras in 2 weeks' time because it was my birthday, guys.
Ooh,
oh, yes. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jenny Craig.
Thanks.
So, I love that.
Gorgeous.
Oh, that's so good. Thank you, Jenny Craig. What a story.
Yeah, that's
fun.
Cool.
Very cool.
All righty, we're going to Sarah. G'day. Hey. Do you have a raging grandparent that likes to party?
I do. My pop's 85.
Yeah.
And he's Italian. But before all the lockdowns and COVID hit and everything, he would party out at King Street until 4 a.m. when they closed.
King Street. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, how old was he when he was going to King Is?
Oh, sorry, so he would have been 85, yes, the last, the year before, so 84.
Okay. 84.
Wow.
He must have been one of the oldest people in there.
Yeah, he was. He said that all the young girls wanted to get photos with him. He was telling us that he was the king of King Street.
That's so sweet. Oh, I ask, that. What did he wear clubbing? Was he in, like, did he roll, have his socks up to his knees still and his shirt tucked in with a little belt? Or was he a cool dressing grandpa?
Because he's Italian, he's always very well dressed. So long pants, nice shoes and nice shirts.
Bless him.
He must have seen some things in there.
Yeah.
That he didn't see growing up.
That's so true. I love that story.
Oh, all the best for you guys. Oh, that's a great story, that one.
And over to King Street Macca's afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely.
For a delicious meal.
One more. Gabby. Hey, Gab.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, good, Zal. Raging grandparents, in Jade's words. Tell us more.
Yeah, so sometimes I guess the party finds you. My grandma, wherever she goes, like, you know, she's just got the man after her. In her early 80s, she was juggling two different boyfriends that didn't know about each other.
Oh, the scandal.
So,
yeah, she once injured her hip, ended up in hospital. Literally, both boyfriends were going off to visit her in hospital, so middle of the night, jumped in a taxi in her little hospital nightgown and took off into the night so they wouldn't catch her.
Oh, my God. She was she had a full scandal.
That was a rager. Oh, my God. Sure.
She was slaying at that age. Unbelievable.
You know what? Who said life ends at 80? Honestly.
Absolutely. You know, she was in her mid-80s, two boyfriends at once. I couldn't even get one.
Hey, Gabby, was she married, like, prior to that?
Yeah, four times.
Oh, you know what? Live your best life.
Yeah.
Honestly, if you were in your mid-80s and pulling two blokes, wow.
Good on
you. Good job. Thank you, Gabby.
Living her best life.
To the show for all of those people. Thank you very much.
Yesterday, guys, was huge for our birthday lotto. We ended up giving away a stack of cash to one of our lucky listeners.
Fingers crossed for you, Donna.
I've pulled out the 23rd of December.
Oh, my God. What? Just saying, I don't think we were excited enough.
What are you talking about?
We were pumped. I think she walked away with like $675.
Correct.
It was a huge amount of money.
Correct,
and
Jade.
So we are starting once again today, our birthday lotto at $350. How this works, we pick a month at random. Obviously, you'd be the first in on 13/10/09. You can spin our birthday balls. If it lands on your date, you walk away with the cash.
Very good.
We're after April.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Uh-oh.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
And yesterday, Donna walked away with $675, guys. It was
easy
such
win.
An exciting moment on the show.
Brilliant.
23rd of December.
It's Lotto that pays.
Yeah.
It is, actually.
Radio Lotto.
And it's free. You just have to listen to us. So we have $350.
Are you saying that we have to bribe people with money to listen to us?
What? A radio station bribing with money and prizes? Word.
You can make that decision for yourself. So $350 up for grabs right now. We needed someone who was born in the month of April.
Correct. Let's go to Cara. She's 33 from Cliff Lee. Admin worker, loves a cheeky vodka and Coke at the pub. If she could have just one date with any celeb, it'd be Keith Urban. She wants COVID to go away so she can finally have her rager of a housewarming party she's been putting off. Good morning, Cara.
Hi, Novo.
Hello.
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 Question for you. You'd love to go on a date with Keith Urban. What is it about him that you find so attractive? Are you wanting to run your hands through his long, luscious hair or what?
Yeah, I don't know. I just really like him. Liked him since I was a kid.
Do you like a short man, Cara?
No, tall.
Oh, look, I think Keith Urban's pretty short.
Yeah.
No, I think because Nicole Kidman's like 6 foot something. So I think he always looks shorter than what he is.
Well, he's always walking around with platform shoes, I'm pretty sure.
Hey,
well.
Cara, do you think it's weird when you see the woman that's taller than a man if there's a couple?
Yes.
Yeah, it is a bit weird, hey?
You feel sorry for tall people sometimes. I think women must, they must find it harder to find love, like, because people, and guys, like,
tall ladies.
Taller people, because they want to find someone the same height.
I think
it's harder, like, super tall people who are 6 foot to find someone around the same height.
Just live Googled, Nicole Kidman is 5'10.5".
Oh, okay, there you go.
Okay, let's spin these birthday balls for you, Cara. Here we go, Jade. Yeah. Spin those balls.
Okay.
Cara's like, let's get to the money bit.
Oh, that was quick. The ball popped out, so I'm just going to go for this one because I think it might be lucky. I hope you were born on the 15th of April.
No, I was the 1st of April.
Too bad.
Sorry, Cara. Enjoy. Thank you, though. Appreciate that. We'll give you a ticket to the show. Family pass to the show, Cara.
All yours.
Oh, my kids would love that.
Done and dusted.
Aw, I'm glad we still made your day anyway.
Oh, good job.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Can we go now?
Shut up. I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And we'd get like one of those hockey straps and we'd hockey strap the washing basket to the...
What strap?
Oh, is it a jockey strap? What are they called?
Hockey strap.
An hockey strap.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
That makes the world go.
So, guys, I want to throw this out there. 13-10-09, do you have a business with your parent? So I think this used to happen a lot more back in the day, but now not so common, because I read this story about this mum who started a business with her daughter. It must be some sort of, like, modelling or something. I'm not really familiar with the website. It's called OnlyFans. They're making about $350,000 together in their first year in business.
So modelling, just taking, like, pictures with one another.
Yeah, it says some sort of modelling.
Okay, so, that's weird. So,
like, huge business.
So, they're, mum and daughter.
Yeah, together.
Right.
They're doing modelling together, and they've made, like, over $250,000 in their first year in business together.
So, what are they modelling?
I don't really know. There's not really much more information about the website.
Yeah, but you can't click through it. I don't know what that thing's about.
There's a paywall, right?
Yeah, paywall.
So, you have to pay to watch...
For their modelling, right? Mm. Anyway, but together, they've created this really successful business. So what I thought we could do, 13-10-09, have you started a business with your parent and is it going well? Or, like, you can give it a little plug, throw it out there.
I don't think I know many families anymore that sort of have family businesses. I don't know a lot of tradies. I think it's more like sort of trades.
I agree. Yeah.
Could you go into business with your mum and dad?
Easily. You know what? A lot less heartache, I reckon.
I think it'd be a pain in the backside.
I don't reckon.
I've got a great business idea for you and your mum.
Yeah, okay.
You can go do like little, put on a show at people's birthday
fairies.
Parties.
We did that together once. Like, what? We dressed up as fairies for...
This is way better.
A friend's birthday party. Mum and I, we dressed up as fairies.
When you were a kid?
No, I was a teenager. Mum would have been in her 30s, I guess.
So you've already done a business together.
Yeah, but we just did it for free. Oh. But I liked it. I would do something like that with my mum. Like,
I don't know if you could pull off a fairy anymore, Jack.
Yes, I could.
I don't think you could.
Yeah, just tutu, glitter. Anyway, that is something I'd do with my mum.
What about you?
You read him a story.
Too much drama for you.
Too much drama. Like, let me live my life. Get your fingers out of this pie.
I think it's good.
Going to work together every day.
Taking the day off today, Mum, if that's okay. Why, darling? Oh, I'm overworked.
All right, 13-10-09. Do you have a business with your parent? Call us now, 13-10-09. Best call. Family pass to the show.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Hey, 13-10-09 this morning. Do you have a business with your parents?
Yeah, this is all after this story came out about this mother-daughter duo or double act who have... basically set up a little modelling situation on this amateur modelling site called OnlyFans. Hmm. They made almost $360,000 in their first year.
Jeez.
So they are raking in the cash.
I think I've heard of that site, but I don't know what they do for amateur modelling. That's pretty cool.
You're an amateur model, Jade.
Back in the day.
You have profiles on Star Now, don't you?
But
the industry modelling headshot size.
Yeah, that doesn't count, though.
So, Jessie Jo Richardson, 53 years of age, and then her daughter is 21. So, they're quite an age gap, but, yeah, they've got this little double act that's going
on. I guess some
on.
Mothers and daughters are just super close.
Yeah,
like you bathe with your mother.
Yeah, but that's got nothing to do with business.
You're not going into business together because not everyone can go into business with their parent. I feel like it would stretch a lot of relationships.
Yeah.
You know that it wouldn't matter what happened, though. You know at the end it'd all be fine.
Not always.
If you argue, well, would you cut your own family off?
Would it?
If things
Maddie's
went sour?
Saying it would work out in the end.
Oh, it would work out.
If the business went bad, at least you know at the end you wouldn't lose the relationship.
Oh,
so there is a benefit to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's
go to the phones right now.
It's Nikki.
Nikki, hey.
Hey, how are you going?
Good, thank you. So do you have a business with your parent?
No, my daughter and I have a skate and streetwear business.
That's cool.
Awesome. We'll give it a plug. What's it called?
So we've only just really launched it. It's called Flips, F-L-I-P-Z, and we've got shirts and long sleeve shirts, and it's got lots of good positive messages behind it, so we're going to start selling at markets and stuff.
That's cool. Really cool. Good on you guys.
It was my daughter's idea. She's 14 and she wanted to start her own business, so she put some of her money and I put some of my money and... We're
bored. Oh, Nikki, you must be so proud.
Yeah,
I am.
Wow.
That's awesome. Are you on 14. Instagram or where's the best way to find out?
So we've got a website, flips.net.au. We've got Instagram as well, and we've got a Facebook page. We have only just launched in the last few months, so we're still building it.
But
it's a brilliant little brand, and, you know, she's really put a lot of thought into it. It's good, you know, she's got a catchphrase and it says against all odds, because it doesn't matter if you're 14 or 40, she just thinks that you can do anything.
Oh, good on her. That's brilliant.
That's exactly the sort of call I wanted to hear about.
Hey, question. Have you guys decided on the money split from profits? Does mum get more or your daughter?
So it's my investment with no return. I'm pretty sure that's how it's going to be.
No, look, you're investing in your own kid's future. Oh, there's no better investment.
Absolutely.
I've just pulled up the website. You guys, I've got to say, have done an incredible job.
It looks really pro.
Yeah, look, she's done all the work herself. Like, it was just pretty much my money, but she's done all the work herself and, you know, so it's been good for her.
What's her name?
Her name's Daily.
Oh, good job. You must be so proud. That's so good. Great local business.
Good luck.
What a great story.
Yeah.
Good local story there. Wow. 14 years old. I wish I had that sort of,
entrepreneurship.
You know,
at that age.
I mean, you even at 14, you're quite good at this stuff now, but you're only selling things on the bus back then, right?
Yeah, I didn't have this kind of business. Wow. It looks pro. Looks awesome.
What's the goss up next with producer Jackson? Good morning.
Good morning. I want to talk to you about celebs and the COVID jab. Also, too, Tiger King. What's his next move? It's going to be very interesting. He's got a book coming out, and I've got some details.
Ooh. Good stuff.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Clevo.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Goss.
Oh, yes. Producer Jackson, hello. Joe Exotic releasing a book. More details, please.
Yes. So he has got a book coming out from prison. And look, the publishing company is teasing this. They're saying it's from Midwestern farmer to infamous Tiger King and finally to federal inmate. They're saying that he is going to tell the truth about everybody in his life. So if you've done good to him, he's going to tell that. If you've got bones in your closet, he's also going to dish the dirt. So no doubt this is just going to be a big book to bash Carol Baskin.
Oh, 100%.
Oh.
So, obviously, there was that whole drama. He was waiting for Trump's pardon before he left office, which never happened. So, it's good to see that he's, I guess, filling his time with
something. I guess so. Yeah. I don't know, though. I think it's different over there. He can make money off that. That book, if it... Cause it's,
proceeds of crime.
Yeah.
Is that what they,
yeah. I think it's different in Australia to over in America. I think they can make money off it.
Do you know what? The problem with Joe Exotic is it's all done now.
Mm.
Tiger King's finished.
Mm.
You know, I think he's over, you know, judging how popular the show still is. Those Netflix shows that are popular for a hot minute, and they disappear. You know, nobody cares.
Well, I will say, though, if I had to bet, I reckon if it's that book will sell a lot of copies still.
Yeah, they're saying, I've just read it here, the Son of Sam laws, it prohibits criminals from profiting from writings of shows, but they can contest it in court, so I don't know how he's going to do that, but, yeah.
I'm interested to know that people still want to go into business with Joe Exotic.
I mean? I think people are just hoping when they sign up to his, like, craziness that something will come out about him that will blow the tabloids up and they'll make money off of that. I don't think anyone's really interested in his story anymore.
No, I want to know how old he's going to be when he comes out of prison.
Well, he's in there for 22 years.
So he might get early parole, maybe. So if he's, like, he might be his 60s, 70s, maybe.
Yeah.
So who knows? He could do a tell-all.
Yeah, I guess so.
I wonder if that little eyebrow ring's still going to be in after his prison sentence. It's just dangling off.
It would have closed up. He couldn't have that in prison because someone would rip it out.
Do you reckon he'd be protected?
No.
I don't reckon either.
I think he'd just be in Gen Pop. kicking around.
Gen Pop. I learned Gen Pop from watching Orange is the New Black.
I don't even know what that is.
General population. So if you're like...
I know what you mean.
A former policeman or something, you can't be in there.
Yeah, because you'll get...
in trouble.
Shanked.
Yeah,
in the shower.
Shivved.
Smacked over the face with a dining tray. Moving on to the COVID vaccine. Dolly Parton. So she has sat down. She's got the jab of the Moderna, which, of course, she funded last year, or she helped fund. She put a couple of mil towards that. She wrote a cheeky Instagram post. Dolly gets a dose of her own medicine, which I loved. But I wonder how this is going to react with all her plastic surgery, because, of course, they're saying that that's what the COVID vaccine has bad reactions with.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah, like injections and breast implants and stuff like that. But a lot of people have been putting this audio back up. It happened about a month ago with Wendy Williams and Dr. Oz. Now, I'm not sure if you heard this interview, but it was very awkward because he was questioning her about whether she would get the vaccine.
Would you get the vaccine?
No.
Well, you just said that's what it would take for you to get past your fears.
Doesn't mean I'd get it.
Millions and millions of Americans are going to say, Wendy Williams didn't get a vaccine, so I don't want to get a vaccine.
I'm not getting the vaccine.
What specifically is bothering you about it?
No, I'm not getting the vaccine, Dr. Oz. I'm not. I don't trust it.
I would not like to go into a fight with Wendy Williams. No. Can I just say that very quickly?
She's scary.
You know what, though? Wendy, just what are you doing?
Kate, you... keep
your opinions to yourself.
Your incorrect opinions to yourself.
Wendy's just scared because she's already had a few malfunctions. She's like, if this really does put a microchip in you, I've got no more ability to go down that.
If you're saying the vaccine can react with some people with like surgery, like Botox and stuff, like Wendy's pretty frozen in time.
Well, I think that only the Moderna one, isn't it?
I'm not 100% sure which ones, but apparently pretty much across the board, there's a few issues with people who have the...
Well, the vaccine is safe, and this is the thing, you know, like, we really need to tell people, like, it is safe to take.
It's just a bit of swelling if you've got lip injections, which if you've got lip injections...
You're probably stoked
down
the
alley for
anyway.
They want bigger lips, win.
Jade, win for everyone.
I just realised, Jade.
Yeah.
You don't have to go and get more Botox filler in your lips.
Just get the vaccine.
Just get the vaccine.
Your lips will be looking good.
Give me the jab. Give it to me.
Wendy Williams needs to go back to farting on couches.
Yeah. Maybe the vaccine will stop that.
She is known for that. If you haven't seen it, Wendy Williams farting on couch. Get on that.
Really good.
UFM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
UFM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Makes the world
go. 105 commercial free coming up after us with Jackson. What's on the way?
Going to do TLC.
Oh, yes. Nice, love of the draft.
Yes.
Do you, Jade?
I do.
No scrubs. Yeah, because you don't like cleaning. No scrubs for you.
Rumor has it,
so funny.
Katy Perry's pregnant again, apparently.
Is she?
Apparently, they say.
Really?
Good.
Yeah, I hope so. Good. Tate McRae as well.
I'm obsessed with her. I've listened to this song maybe 7 times this week. No jokes.
Really? Just on your own?
In the corner, generally with a wine. Just contemplating life. Thinking about my exes. You broke me first.
Aww, that's a bit Maddie. Sad.
Dark, I know. No, I'm joking. Very dark. I'm joking. I haven't done that.
Oh, okay, good.
Coming up next, though, we're doing a right or wrong, Jade. Of course, your grandma unfortunately passed away not too long ago, and the big drama's at the funeral, right?
Yeah, so basically, my auntie was wearing my grandmother's shoes at the funeral.
Wow,
I couldn't believe it. And I saw her take the shoes and try them on when I was still at my grandmother's house. So I just want to delve into this because I just thought it was bizarre and I want to get your thoughts on the matter because I'm still very conflicted and the whole family is still talking about it. It's a big scandal.
My first impression is...
Oh, well, we'll talk about it in a sec.
Yeah, my first impression is it's fine.
Okay.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creebo.
One of the girls we work with has just brought her 1-year-old into the studio. Oh, what a cutie.
I know.
Jade, do a performance like you were just before.
What was I doing?
Twinkle, little star.
Oh, well, because of...
She's a cutie.
Yeah, she is. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
She's like, what is this?
Do the hands. Oh, stars. Aww. Yeah, look, she's smiling. She's still unsure. Yes. There, we got a smile.
You got a smile. Good on you, Jade.
Who said you weren't maternal, Jade?
No, yeah. Come here.
And we're talking...
Take you home.
Look at Jade. Little kitty. Jade's entranced by it.
She looks like a little doll.
Hello.
You are too, actually.
I am, actually. Yeah. Don't put her near Jackson because he has said in the past he's, like, open to stealing children. Jackson, stay away. We're talking a weird situation happening with your family right now, Jackson.
Huge scandal going down in my family at the moment. It's true. Everyone's sort of calling each other, catching up, checking in. Obviously, Nana passed away a couple of weeks ago now. And feelings and emotions come up. And when I was at my Nana's place, I was helping my dad pack some of her things into boxes. And there's always the scavengers. There's always that person in the family trying to get their mitts on anything and everything they can. And so to the point where one of my aunties actually put on my nanny's shoes and started parading around the living room in them. And I was actually taken aback because I thought, it just felt very uncomfortable. You know, my nana, we haven't even been to the funeral yet, and you're wearing my nana's shoes. And then I go to the funeral, she took them home and she wore my nana's shoes to her own funeral.
And like, why are you guys so offended by that?
Okay,
to me that seems fine. They're getting some use now.
My beautiful Nana never said a bad word about anyone. She was a very lovely Christian
positive
woman.
Positive person.
But the one person she did say a bad word about was my Auntie Jenny. And it was Auntie Jenny who put her shoes on and wore them to the funeral because she's not a nice woman, Auntie Jenny.
I mean, it's a bit strange, but people think differently. Like, you wore her pearls, yeah? Like, are pearls and shoes similar? Like,
no,
it's still
different.
An item that she wore.
My grandmother gave me those pearls. There's a big difference, to wearing my grandmother's pearls that she left to me versus my Auntie Jenny putting on my grandmother's shoes and wearing them to her funeral. I think it's just wrong.
I don't know.
What do you say about the so do you think that your Auntie Jenny is the scavenger in the family? Like, what else
100%,
was she rifling through?
100%. Oh, she was, like, trying to take, because everything in that place got left to my dad. So everything got left to dad.
Okay.
So, you know, she's going around the place saying, oh, Paul, can I have this?
Wow.
And it was just like,
just back off, lady. Like,
so did you, who would have taken the shoes or what would have happened to them?
They probably would have been donated to Goodwill. My only issue is that my Auntie Jenny and my Nana didn't get along.
Yeah.
Like, there was a genuine, and I think it was more, it was just wrong. I just think if you don't get along with someone and there's a little bit of a friction there, why would you take their shoes
it is
and
sad.
Wear them?
My grandmother died last week as well. Mm. And there's, no thanks.
It's been tough.
Yeah,
around the team.
But, you know, you get on with it, right? Anyway, she's going, like, obviously things are happening there. But you do see that. It's really sad to see how what people turn into when somebody passes. I mean, awful. You know what, though? It's a pair of shoes. I mean, I wouldn't let it offend you too much. Like, it's just shoes, you know?
It's just that I know, like, my Nana didn't particularly like her because she was a nasty woman. And so the fact that she did that, I think, was more of a, like, a kick to my Nan. Personally, that's where I'm getting a bit more personal to it. Mm. I love recycling items. Don't get me wrong.
Somebody else. You know, somebody was going to wear them, you know? Like,
yeah, but
if she was a good Christian woman, would she really want you guys to be
bickering over
a pair of her shoes?
She wouldn't. But it's still the point, though.
It rubs you up the wrong way, even though it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Exactly. Thanks, Grebo.
Yeah.
I don't get why people are like that, though. It's like, you know what? If they wanted you to have something,
they would have given it to you.
I don't think they really care about, you know, a lot of, if you're on your deathbed, you're not caring about where your shoes go.
You want to, like, see your family close to you or call them or something. That's all you care about, right?
I know, but my Nana's there not to speak up about her shoes. She wouldn't have wanted the Wicked Witch from the West wearing them.
It's like
she went after her ruby slippers, you know?
You know what I said to my family? I was like, do you know what? If there's, like, any photographs that are relevant or anything that she requested for me or my brother or sister to have, happy to take it, you know? But, you know, I'm not getting down and dirty with the itty-bitty
stuff.
It's no good. Not healthy.
I just think, it's not healthy. But just, I don't know. I just think it's odd you just wear...
Auntie Jenny and you, clearly not catching up for coffee anytime soon.
You know what? I'm actually relieved that I don't have to see her ever again. Like, she's just honestly, she's not a nice woman. She, to the point where I was helping pack up that all my Nana's stuff in the kitchen, right? So everything got left to my dad in the home. I went there to help my dad pack up the kitchen and I was there putting it in and she comes in and says to me, Jade, once you're done stripping the cupboards, how about we ride on them? And I'm thinking, that's a little bit rude. Like, that's a bit uncalled for. Like, who says that? So she's just not a nice person.
Hey, it's a wrap on your relationship of any kind by the sounds of it. So.
Yeah.
Very good. Moving on. Our birthday lotto up next, $350 up for grabs. Guys, we are spinning the birthday wheel right now. Which month are we looking for, Crevo?
It has come up as May.
May, if you were born in May 13, 10, 09, I will spin the birthday balls. If your birthday comes out, you win $350.
UFM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is
uh-oh.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday.
Lotto.
That's right. We've got $350 up for grabs after giving away $675 yesterday. We're just like handing out cash parcels left, right and centre.
Yeah, we are.
Fingers crossed you can win this right now. We are, of course, looking for the month of May. Anyone born in May? Who do we have?
We have Bianca from World's End studying at TAFE career prep course, and her goal is to become a disability support worker. She wants to put these cash, guys, towards a holiday for her and her daughter, who is 5. Mm. And fun fact, giraffes are her favourite animal. Good morning, Bianca.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Yeah, good.
Hey, $350, mighty nice when it's free. What would you buy with the money?
Probably just... yeah, put it towards the holiday first.
Oh, yeah, you said that.
You could always go to the Dubbo Zoo where they have giraffes. Have you ever fed one before?
No, I haven't. I want to.
That'd be cool. I think they have, like, these cabins where there as well you can stay and then the giraffes, like, come up to you in the morning and stuff.
Wouldn't it be easier to go to Sydney? To Taronga Zoo.
A lot closer.
Oh, well, there's different...
Go to Dubbo Zoo.
Why not? It's a holiday. Go regional. Why not? Oh,
that's true.
Me and Mum have already planned. We're going to go to Dubbo Zoo one day soon.
Yay! Vegas.
Oh, yes. How nice. All right. Well, let's see if we can make this dream happen. $350 on the line.
That'd be
the
a good
ball
start.
Has been chosen. Were you born on the 30th of May?
Oh, no.
Sorry, Dale.
Oh,
we'll give you a family pass to the show, though. All yours. Enjoy that, okay?
Awesome.
Thanks,
thank you.
Dale. Appreciate that. Rate the music. Geez, you can't give this thing away.
You've got
a fantastic prize. 10-person dinner at Inferno Newcastle. Yep. They didn't answer their phone. So, producer Jackson, we do have our winner on the line, yeah?
That's correct.
Excellent. Let's cross to her right now.
Is this the original or the redraw?
No, redraw.
Good, good.
It's Emma. Congratulations. Dinner for you and 9 friends at Inferno Newcastle. It's amazing. It's going to be great.
Fantastic. I thought I was just holding on to see if I won it, not that I actually did.
Yeah. Oh, well,
you won. We tricked
day.
You, Emma. We yeah. tricked you.
When's your birthday?
It's in February.
Oh, okay. It's just been. Yeah. Oh, well, you should have a belated birthday. Did you get to celebrate in a big way?
I did, yeah. It was my 40th this year.
Oh, congratulations.
That's awesome.
So, have you been to Inferno yet?
I haven't, but my partner is incredibly picky, but pizza is on the okay list.
Oh, good.
Oh, perfect. We get on there, get on the house wine, some pizzas, snacks, awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing food. I went there, 10 out of 10, I've got to say. And congratulations. It pays to rate the music, guys. It really does. And, of course, Inferno, Newcastle's hot new authentic Italian restaurant on Beaumont Street. Inferno.com.au for more details, guys.
That's a wrap on the show.
Done. Fantastic. 105 commercial free is up next with Jackson.
Yeah, Lady Gaga.
She's
had her first outing since her dogs got kidnapped.
Oh, she in Italy still?
Yeah, over in Italy, looking fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah.
What a babe.
How the other half live.
I know, right?
Survivor and Eye of the Tiger as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
A bit of Doja Cat.
Yes, please.
Creevo, yes, please, eh?
I like Doja Cat.
Doja Cat.
Very rarely does Creevo express his...
What do you mean?
Admiration of famous little. Women.
Yeah.
Well, it's just the music I'm into.
Oh, yeah. You say that. Yeah. You're so innocent.
Oh, if you missed any of our show today, don't forget you can check it out on Spotify.
Apple Podcasts.
Just search
it, really.
The Novos.
Yeah, enjoy your day. Bye, guys.
Bye.
See ya.
UFM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creevo.